So we're going to get into Sweet Child of Mine and how to do it. Now, Naeem, this is not about teaching you how to play Sweet Child of Mine. It's just to show you the process you should use in order to make this efficient as well as fun. All right, first, work out the actual notes. We're only going to do the first, and you got to do it super slow. Give yourself a major break. So, and you may need to practice just that one bar. Don't try to do the whole riff or even a part of a bar. Maybe just the first four notes. Like some of you may not be used to string skipping, and that's okay. Give yourself a break on these, because if you start to bite off more than you could chew, it will only end in frustration. Trust me, I've seen this. I've been doing this for 18 years, so there you go. So that's step one. Now, and then this riff does repeat a bunch, but suppose you have at least the first, and then the bars three. Now, the one thing this doesn't tell you is the fingering. It doesn't tell you the fingering, and you can go on YouTube and look at people playing it and everything, but beware that, you know, the fingering may vary, what they teach. You know, all this stuff is time-consuming, too. Next thing you know, you just spent the last 3 hours trying to learn the riff to Sweet Child of Mine, and you didn't get anywhere. It happens. I see it all the time. It might be better to just do your own fingering. I'm saying it might be. If you read more than one source, if you can do so in a timely manner and they have the same fingering, that's fine. Then you're making good progress. But if you're getting lost in the sea of information, which is so easy to do nowadays, do your own fingering. Like I use 1-4-3-1-4-4-3-4-3. And then that would go again. And then on bar three, for example, this is unorthodox. I don't know if what's his name played it like this slash played it like this or not. But I play that note. We're at the beginning of bar three. That note on fret 14. I play that with finger one because I need fingers two and three to do the rest. I go 1-3-2. I'm sorry, 1-3-2-1-3-2-3-2-1-3-2-1-3-2-3-2. Yeah, I said it right. So get your own fingering. Another thing, step I should have said that I highly recommend is print these puppies out. Print these pages out. Don't do it on the computer. Just looking at a screen is, I hate to sound old-fashioned, but, you know, I'm old-fashioned. Is not as efficient as sitting, guaranteed, sitting in front of your computer with your guitar trying to look at a screen. You're not in good posture. You're not in good position. Print that sucker out. Put it on your music stand. Have a nice light. Sit up straight and do it properly. It'll help you, I guarantee it. This is not about being strict. It's about having fun. And when you're squirmed in front of a computer with poor posture and you've been sitting in the same place with clicking on the mouse for 3 hours and you got nothing done, you know, this is not the way to do things. I'm just trying to help you. All right, next step. I know you're not going to do this unless I tell you like 15,000 times. I'm just kidding, of course. It's actually 16,000. No, what I really mean is people don't want to do the following just because they want instant gratification. That's not what playing music is about. If you want instant gratification on being able to play Sweet Child of Mine, there's only one way to do it, which is first, you got to learn the notes, like I said. Second, you got to work out the fingering. Third, practice it and make a loop of each portion of the riff that you want to practice and get it to a metronome. So suppose I'm just learning this riff. And that's about as fast as I can go. And I'm only doing bar one. I'm not doing anything else. I'm going to get my metronome out and go tap, tap, or let's see. Da, da, dee, da, dee, boom, da, boom. And it comes out to 30. All right? I put it on eighth notes. So, or you could put it on 60 and have it be every beat. But this is just an example, all right? So, and the tap feature is very useful. Now I don't have to hunt and peck for my tempo, all right? So this is tempo of 30, 2, 3, 4. Actually, for someone just starting out with that riff, that would probably be even fast. So don't be ashamed to go down to, if your metronome doesn't go down below 30, some of them don't go below 40, then double up the metronome. Now I got a beat on each, a click on each beat, on each note. And if that's too fast, I'm going to go down. I don't care if I have to go down to 40. But if you, let me say this loud and clear. If you can't find a tempo at which you can play the whole riff, or at least a portion of the riff at a tempo, even if that tempo is one beat a minute, you can't play the riff. Let me repeat that. If you can't play the riff, or even a portion of the riff at a certain tempo, no matter how slow it is, you technically cannot play the riff. Anyone can look at a tab and put their fingers somewhere, but it's not going to be musical until you put it in time. So take the patience. Yeah, I know it takes patience, all right? So, but know where you're at. Like, you know, after a few times through of this, you know, okay, and if I got that, then I'm going to do with bar 2. Then I'm going to do bar 3. Then I'm going to put it all together. All right, the whole riff in this case is 8 bars long, and then it repeats. Okay, so assuming you've done that, you've strung your tune together at a certain tempo. Let's say you get to, let's say you've gotten to tempo 80. And that's where the riff begins again. So this is the next step. The next step is write down on your sheet that you're at tempo 80, okay? Then bring up the song, bring up the YouTube video or Spotify the song, and find out what the actual tempo is. And I... Oh, so first thing I notice is it's in a different tuning. It's a half step down. And so this is a common thing that happens. Like Slash tuned his guitar down a half step, so this is another pitfall you have to watch out for. You might have to detune. If you're not sure how to do that, you got to detune the, you know, E flat, then A flat, D flat, G flat, and B flat, and then E flat. Everything's down a half step. But what I'm after right now is the tempo of this song. Now I just accidentally hit play, but I was gonna say I don't know the tempo, but don't be surprised if I'm way lower, or don't be discouraged if I'm way lower than in tempo than the actual song. I think I was at 80. Yeah, so I was at 80 just in this example. Now I already told you I know the riff. I'm just pretending that I'm learning it for the first time. Here's my song. I'm going to use my metronome tap feature. Well, it would really be if I detuned my guitar. That's at 124. So I'm at 80 versus 124. So that's good. This is the step you want to get at. You want to know your tempo, write it on the sheet and today's date, and then put goal equals 124. You can put BPM, means beats per minute. The fact that I'm at 80 going to 124 means I'm well on my way. If you can get up to like, first of all, just getting on the scoreboard is the biggest part of the journey. getting up to 50%, it takes way more time than getting from 50% to 100%. So if you're at, you know, obviously 80 versus 120 is a lot more than 50% in this case. But if you're at whatever percentage of the overall goal, like even 30% or 20%, do not get discouraged, because it's not a linear equation. I've said this many times in lessons. You know, the time it takes just to get on the scoreboard is way less than it takes to get up to speed. That's how you should practice riffs. Make up your own fingering, or at least try and streamline your process of deciding on the fingering if you're going to consult the internet. Practice portions of the riff first, then put it all together, and then put it in time with a metronome. No matter how slow it is, be able to do it with the metronome. Decide whether the metronome is going to go on every beat or every other beat or whatever. And then record your tempo accordingly. Listen to the original song and record that tempo, and you see where you're at. And you just do it incrementally. So this is the last step, is I'm at 80. So then I write that down. The next time I go to practice this, guess what? I'm going to pull out. I might have slipped a little bit. I might have slipped down to 75, but I'll quickly get back up to 80 if I did it once. And then my overall goal for that day would be to get it up to 85 or even 90. Or, you know, and then within a couple weeks or whatever, I can play this tune along with you. You at your stage, you may have a riff that's too hard for you. You'll never be able to play it at tempo, and that's okay. You could slow down the YouTube video. You click on those three dots in the corner of the right top right corner of the YouTube video, and then you select playback speed from the drop down. And then you choose 75% is a common one. You could choose 50%. For those of you who are more technically inclined, you could load the song in a piece of software, audio software like Audacity or GarageBand or something that's free. And you can slow it down without changing the pitch. You know. So, but at this point, there are certain songs you may never be able to play at tempo at this point. But learning them is still useful and fun. And maybe you can play along with them if you manipulate it somehow, like I mentioned. All right, I hope this is a good enough overview. Listen to what I said, the steps, okay? All right, thanks so much. Have fun with these.